The Labor Department reported today that the economy added 156,000 jobs in August, falling short of expectations. The unemployment rate went up slightly to 4.4%. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger. She's a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and her podcast, Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And some economists were predicting a number closer to 200,000. Any idea why this one fell short?
Well, you know what? Some economists did go up to 200,000, but others said 140. And if you look at that range, 140 to 200, coming in at 156 seems kind of spot on. I know it's a tiny bit light. We also got revisions to the previous 2 months that dropped down the initially reported amount by about 41,000. Still, I'd like to point out that we are well into this recovery. In fact, today marks the 100th month of the economic recovery. So getting a job print of 156 or hearing that we have 175 or 180,000 on average a month this year, that's still pretty darn good considering how long the recovery has been going on.
You don't see any signs of weakness here given that we've seen job growth over 200,000 for a while now?
I really don't. I mean, I think that it was strange that we had a couple of 200,000 months here in 2017. You know, most of the economists that I spoke to at the very beginning of the year had really said, look, this is coming into a very deep part of the recovery. We don't think job creation should average more than 200. Most of them were saying 170, 180. That's kind of where we are. I think the big disappointment is not in the job creation number, but it's in this wage growth where we seem to be really stuck at 2.5% year over year. That to me seems like a more significant problem as really as an indicator of how confident people are feeling.
Now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said that Hurricane Harvey had no discernible effect on the employment and unemployment data for August because they collected their survey data before the storm. But do you think that we're going to see Harvey reflected in the numbers in the coming months?
Yes, I think there's no doubt about that. I think that there are a lot of people who were told to not show up to work, you know, 3 or 4 days before the storm hit. It is going to take weeks for many of these folks to get back on the job. And the strange thing is, I know this is like a terrible human tragedy, so I want to kind of shift a little bit and put more of an economics hat on, which doesn't really deal with the emotional part of this. But there is a case to be made that whatever we lose in the near term from an economic impact, the negative part of that, we will make up for once the recovery effort begins. That is, as many people get back on the job, but also more people are employed because you need more hands for the rebuilding process. So I am hopeful that anyone who actually wasn't employed in Texas will be able to find a job simply because we're going to need a lot of people getting to work there.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.